The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Sanhedrin, this Masechet has been sponsored anonymously. Nirfu'ah Shenema Dina Bat Sara. En Narifanala, En Narifanala, En Narifanala, Rufat Nefesh, Rufat Guf, Rufuata, Romar Abu Lechin Yirason, Renomar Amen.
Dav Zayin.
Today's daf is being studied in the Neshmat Avraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem tenihanu b'gan Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied Rifuat Shelema Dina Bat Sara. V'gam Rifuat Shelema Meir ben Jamile. Edna refer lahem Rifuat Nefesh Rifuat Guf. Rifuatam kiru balabo. V'chen yirason v'nomar Amen. Begin today's daf on Vav Amud Bet. We have three lines on the bottom. Gemara begins, Hechi deme gemardin, which means you told me above that once already you have gemardin, you have a final judgment, it's too late to make a peshara. You cannot make a compromise anymore. What is gemardin? Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, Ish peloni ata hayav, Ish peloni ata zakai. Simple, it's a verdict. You're guilty, you're innocent. Amar Rav, the Gemara says, Halakha k'Rabbi Yoshua ben Korha. Halakha indeed follows Rabbi Yoshua ben Korha. What was Rabbi Yoshua ben Korha's halakha? Rabbi Yoshua.
It's chashuv for a judge to arbitrate the compromise.
Right. That he was pro arbitration. He was pro compromise. That it's a mitzvah for the judge to make a peshara. Halakha follows that. It's a mitzvah to make a peshara. Ini, we have a contradiction. You tell me it's a mitzvah to make a peshara. Veha amar Rav Huna. Talmided Rav Huna. Rav Huna was the student of Rav. Ki hava atu lekamed Rav Huna. When they used to come in front of Rav Huna, amar lehu, he used to say, idina ba'itu, I peshara ba'itu. He would ask them, what do you like? You want a judgment or you want peshara? He would give them an option. So how could you tell me that Rav said, halakha is going to be Yoshua, that it's a mitzvah to make a peshara? Here it sounds like Rav said, it's an option. You want this, you want that. Mitzvah sounds like it's a higher level. Here it sounded like it's optional. My mitzvah named the kamar Rabbi Yoshua ben Korha. What did Rabbi Yoshua ben Korha mean when he said mitzvah? Mitzvah l'mimra lihu. It's a mitzvah to ask them, to tell them. Idina ba'itu, ipeshara ba'itu. That's what he meant. Meaning it's a mitzvah to offer that option in the beginning of every case. You're interested in judgment, you're interested in peshara. That's the mitzvah. So really, the Gemara now has a question. The Gemara says, Hainu Tanakama. If that's the case, then Rabbi Yoshua and Tanakama are the same opinion. What's what did Tanakama say? Tanakama said, that what? That once the judgment is settled, you cannot make a peshara anymore. Implying that what? Before the judgment is settled, you have a right to make a peshara. But it's an option. So that's what Rabbi Yoshua is saying also. You have an option, either judgment or deen. So what's the Rishon Tanakama that says it's optional to make a peshara, and Rabbi Yoshua says it's optional to make a peshara? Ika benayim, there is a difference between that. Mitzvah. And afka benayim is, do you get a mitzvah? Rabbi Yoshua ben Korha savar mitzvah. He holds that what? It's a mitzvah to mention the peshara. Tanakama savar reshut. It's not a mitzvah. It's optional to mention it. Which means everybody says you're allowed to make peshara. The question is what degree of level is it? According to Rabbi Yoshua, it's a mitzvah to mention to the litigants before they start. You want a peshara, you want a deen. And according to Tanakama, it's reshut to mention. You don't have to mention it. It's optional to mention it. Comes Gemara and says, "I knew Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya." We have another rabbi, Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya. What did Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya say? He also said that what? That before the judgment, before you make a ruling, you can make a peshara. So he also agrees to these rabbis. So all these rabbis are saying the same thing. So comes Gemara and says, Ikabenayu, Mishitishma devrehem, Vata yode rekanadin note, I atara shai, no manda em siu mitzu. Which means once already you know where the judgment is leaning towards, so he holds, once you know already where it's going, you cannot already say, let's make a settlement. And therefore, look at Rashi, second line. According to the first opinion, even if you heard their claims, Tanakama holds you can make a settlement up until Zehaya Vezekai, up until the final judgment. Once you hear their words, once already you hear their claims and you know where the judgment is leaning towards, you cannot make a judgment anymore. So we have three opinions basically on Peshara. Let's review the opinions. You have Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Yoshua holds what? It's a mitzvah to make a Peshara before you sit down. It's supposed to judge it as a mitzvah to tell the litigants you want judgment or you want Peshara. Tanakama says, I agree with that. But it's not a mitzvah. It is a reshut. And the last opinion is Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya. He holds that you can make a settlement only up until you heard their claims. But once you hear their claims, then already it's too late to make a settlement. However, according to Tanakama, even after you heard their claims and you know already where the judgment is headed towards, you're allowed to give them an option in order to make a Peshara. So those are the three different opinions. Now, all this was said based on a pasuk. When a pasuk, one rabbi learned the pasuk, whoever blesses the botzeya, whoever blesses the judge that makes a bitziah, that makes a settlement, it's a curse. You're not doing good. It's blasphemy. We had another opinion on botzeya birech. That's a guy that steals wheat and he grinds it up and he makes it into dough and he bakes it and he takes challah and he makes a beracha. Ein ze mevarech, ela min ha'etz. Botzeya birech, he makes a beracha on the bitziah, ni'etz Hashem. We had another opinion. Is going on Yehuda. Anybody that blesses Yehuda that came along and said, right? Yehuda said, what are we going to profit by killing Yosef? Anybody that thinks that was a good idea, wasn't a good idea. He should have, because Yehuda gave them the idea to go sell Yosef. He should have told them, bring him back to the father. Now we give another opinion. This is arguing on the Tanhum Bar Hanilai. All these rabbis above that learned Ubetzeya Birech, they argue on this rabbi. The Amar Rabbi Tanachum Bar Hanilai, Lo Ne'emar Mekraze Ela Kenegin Maaseya Egev. This pasuk was referring to the story of the golden calf. Shene'emar, Vayar Aharon Vayiven Mizbeach Defanav. It says Aharon understood, he saw, and he built the Mizbeach in front of the Egev. Mara'a, what did he see? Amar b'binyamin bar yefet, Amar b'il'azhar, la'ahur, shizabuach lefanav. He saw that Bnei Yisrael already killed Hur. Hur was one of the elders. And he came along and told them, don't do the Egel. What did they do to Hur? They killed him. So the Pasuk says, Vayar Aharon, what did he see? He saw that Hur was dead. Ve'even, he understood, read it as Mizbeach Mizevoach Lefanav. He saw from the one that was slaughtered in front of him, from the slaughtered one. Amar, Ilo Shama'na Lehu. If I'm not going to listen to the Jewish people to make this Egel, Hashta Avdu Di Kede Avdu Behur. They're going to do to me what they did to Hur. Umikayem Bi, and they're going to fulfill in me a pasuk that the Prophet says, Im Yehareg B'Megdash Hashem Kohen V'Navi. Suk says, if Hasra Shalom, the Jewish people would kill on the same day a Kohen and a Navi, which Aharon was a Kohen and a Navi, then there's not going to be for them any chance for salvation. So he said, if I let them do what they want to do to me now, for them it's going to be a detriment. They're not going to have a takana forever. Better let them do the Egel. If Shah Avyalihu takanta b'tshuva. Maybe at least have a chance to make teshuvah. So Aharon, he made a compromise. So the Gemara says on this, Ubotseya birech, anybody that blesses the compromise that Aharon made, the etz Hashem. Which means that's a curse. Oh, no, that wasn't a curse. The Gemara says that's not a good compromise. What if Aharon should have done? We don't know. but to do the Egel, even though it was Avera Lishma, he was doing the Avera Lishem Shamayim to save the Jewish people. Because what happened? Eventually this Pasuk did come true. They killed Zechariah HaNavi in the Beit HaMikdash on Yom HaKippurim, and he was a Kohen Gadol as well. They did it. And as a result of that, the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed and millions of people died to avenge the blood of Zechariah. So you see, Aaron was doing it L'Shem Shamayim. That's why somebody once said, Egel is L'Shem Tevot Gedola Avera L'Shma. That's what the Egel was. It was a great Avera L'Shma. It was Avera L'Shem Shamayim. But according to this opinion, the Gemara says, it should not have been done. All these other rabbis that have different derashot. We had a pasuk above. What the pasuk was, poter mayim reshit madom. What do we learn from this pasuk? We said mayim is symbolizing a machloket. Because the water is like a mahalok. It starts off small, the trickle, and then if you don't patch the hole, it becomes a deluge. So we said, poter mayim, that if you want to poter the mayim, you want to end the mahaloket with a compromise, reshit madom. You do it in the beginning before judgment. Once already you start judgment, you cannot make a compromise. That's the way the compromise rabbi is doing this pasuk. Poter mayim, reshit madom. You do it in the beginning, before judgment. But the rabbis that don't go with compromise, how do they learn this pasuk? V'hani tana'eh. Poter mayim, reshit madon, may dar shibe. How do they learn it? Gemara says, kedirav menuna. De'amar av menuna. אין תחילת דינו של אדם נידון אלא על דברי תורה. A person's judgment לעתיד לבוא is going to be judged first on דברי תורה. Which means, did he set times for the study of Torah? That's going to be his first punishment. שנאמר, as the pasuk says, פותר מים Reshit Madon. Mayim is Torah. Poter Mayim, because she exempted yourself from Mayim. Reshit Madon. That's the first deen. Tosfot asks the question. Tosfot a little top, the second Tosfot. Ela al Devre Torah. Veha de Amrina Beperik Bamim Adlikin. She Shualim lo Nasata Venatata Be'emuna. Veharka Kavat Etim La Torah. First question they're going to ask is, did you honest in business? Then they're going to ask you, did you set times for Torah? Here it's mashma, that Torah is going to come first. So just for that's a question. It says, Hatam, Badam she'oseg b'Torah ma'idi. Over there, it's talking about a guy that learns Torah. Ela she'lo kava etim. But he didn't kovei etim. So they're not going to ask him on Torah first, because he learns Torah. So they're going to ask him, Nasata venatata be'emuna, but he wasn't koveyaitim. He didn't have set time. So a guy who learns, okay, he learns. So they're not going to get him on Torah first. But this guy, this Gemara, so my guy doesn't learn it all. You don't learn it all? Then they're going to ask him first. Kavata etim la Torah, lamata Torah, that's going to be the first judgment. Second answer to Tosfot. Iname, shu'adim lo techilah masa umatan be'emuna. Umikom makom. יקבל דינו תחילה על דברי תורה והכי דריש לנקרא תחילת גילוי דינו במה שנתשו בדברי תורה. There's a difference in what they're going to ask you and what they're going to judge you. The first question they're going to ask you is, yeah, נעשת ונתת באמונה, but when it comes to the punishment, דברי תורה is going to be the first punishment. That's what Gemara says, אין תחילת דינו של אדם. The deen is going to be on דברי תורה. The question is going to be on נעשת ונתת באמונה. When it comes to the actual punishment, poter mayim reshit madon. Those are the two answers of the Tosafot. Amar Ravuna says, "Hay tegra de maya litzinura de bitkar damya." Hay tegra, this bickering, this fight, this dispute, tigra is a dispute. Damya litzinura de bitka. It's like the pipe of a dam, in front of the dam. The maya kevan de rabah rabah. When it gets wider, it gets wider, which means in the beginning, a little trickle comes out of the pipe. So you have a chance to patch it up. But if you don't patch it up, what happens? It gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and all of a sudden the water becomes, like I said, a deluge, and now you can't patch it up anymore. The same thing with a mahloket. In the beginning of a mahloket, if you patch it up immediately, you can solve it. But if you let it fester and let it grow, it gets bigger, and if it floods the person, and it's too big. Lesson being, fix the mahloket in the beginning, nip it in the bud. Abaye kishisha amar dame liguda de gamla kevan de kam. A mahloket is analogous to the planks that are on a bridge. Building a bridge, they have the planks, they put the planks on the ground, let's say. And what? In the beginning, when they put the planks down, they're still shaky a little. So if you want to pull them out, you can still pull them out. But once already, more people walk on them. As they walk on the plank becomes embedded in the ground. After a while, you can't move it. So it's analogous to the gudad de gamla, to the planks of a bridge. Kevan de kam, kam. Once they become embedded and established, it becomes established. Which means, if you don't get rid of the mahloket, eventually that becomes locked in, it becomes permanent. Comes again when it continues. Shama'i, Vashti, Sheva, Zemirot, Hu, Siman. These are all the Simani for the next piece. These are all now sayings. All different like sayings that the Hakamim said that have a moral lesson to them. Ha'u, Da'ava, Ka'amar, Ve'azir. The person used to say, Tuvia, it's good. Dishama, and a person hears his embarrassment and his shame, ve'adish, and he accepts it, he keeps quiet. He gets used to it, he doesn't respond. Halfua bishta me'ah. 100 bad things will go over him. Which means he'll save himself from 100 puraniyot. When a person doesn't react to his shame, the Baruch Hu saves him from 100 bad things. Me'ah ra'ot shayu ba'ot alav ayedei ha'tegel, which means, if he answers, what happens? He starts a mahloket. Mahloket causes a lot of ra'ot to go on a person. By keeping quiet, you just saved yourself from 100 bad things from Chas v'Shalom going on the person. Which means the answer is, don't respond. Swallow it, you're better off. Amar Shmuel Rav Yehuda Kraketiv. He says, that statement is actually a pasuk. Poter Mayim Reshit Madon. So you learn, what does Reshit Madon mean? Poter Mayim, when you exempt yourself from Mahloket, he said, Resh Me'a Dine. Madon is Rashetevot. Me'a Dine. Poter Mayim Reshit Madon. You're saving yourself from Me'a Dine, from 100 judgments. Rashi then brings another interpretation, that the Gematria of Madon is 100. So therefore, Reshit Madon, you're saving yourself from 100. 100 what? 100 Puraniyot. Ahu, Dava Kamar Ve'azil. The guy was saying the following. Atarte Telat Genava Lo Miktal. For the first two or three times that a person steals, or for that matter commits a crime, they don't kill him. Which means they give a person a second chance, a third chance. But after the fourth time already, that's it. Then they're ready, they give him the book. Amad Shemuel Rav Yehuda Kiraketi. Ko Amar Hashem Al Shemosha Pesha Yisrael Val Arba'a Lo Ashibenu. On the three sins of Israel, Borei Olam says, I tolerate. Val Arba'a, but the fourth sin, I don't. Which means there comes a point where a person commits exactly three sins already, it's Hazakah, then they get him on the fourth one. Ahu Dava Kamar Ve'azir. Another fellow said the following: Shav bire leshalmana lechada laavid bish. He said like this. He said, people that go after peace, shalmanaz, peacemakers, shalmanaz, peace, they'll fall into seven pits, but they'll get saved. Shav birev, sheva borot, the shalmana, but he'll come out of them, meaning the peaceful person, seven bad things will happen to him in life, but he'll always come out of them, because he's a man of peace. Lehada le'avid bish, but a rasha, who makes trouble, he'll fall the first time, and that's it, he's out. Amad shemuel rav yehuda, kiraketiv, it's a pasuk, hisheva yepol tzadik vekam. The pasuk says that tzadik falls seven times, but what happens? Vekam. The end of the pasuk says, "Ulsha'im yikashelu b'ra'a," but the rasha yikashel b'ra'a. One ra'a, boom, already he falls. Ahud abba kavar ve'azil. He said the following statement: "The azil mebedina, when a guy comes out of court, shakal gilima, and they took his shirt from him from court. He had to take his shirt off his back and pay it to the other guy. Lizmar zemar ve'lizil be'urha. He should sing a song." And go on his merry way. Why? Because the judge saved you from theft. You were stealing, and you would not want to go to the next world with theft. And therefore, you're lucky. And Baruch Hashem, you got judgment in this world that you had to pay instead of having to take a retribution in Olam Haba. So even the guy that's guilty in court should come out of the court singing and dancing. Amar Shmuel Rav Yehuda, Kerak Yetiv. Remember when Yitro gave advice to Moshe Rabbeinu to set up a court system. So what did he say in the pasuk? That by setting up a court system, Ve'gam kol ha'am hazeh al mekamo yavo b'shalom. It says, and the whole nation will go in peace. It says, Ve'gam kol ha'am. It sounds like even the guy that's found guilty in the court, he will walk away in peace. But no, why should he walk away in peace? The guy who was innocent, Eli, you see that even the guy who's guilty should be happy when there is judgment. That's why in the Beracha of the Amidah of Melech Ohev Tzedakah Mishpat, that's the Beracha of judges, what do we say? V'haser mimenu yagon ve'anaha. Remove from us yagon ve'anaha. Sadness and anguish. Because when a person goes to court, even when they say you're guilty and you have to pay, he should be happy. There's no yagon ve'anaha. Now he knows he has, he settled. He knows he's clean. He knows he sought the truth. And therefore, in Olam Abba, which is Olam Emet, he's going to be exonerated as well. The Hafetz Chaim said on this pasuk over here, it says, "Ve'gam kol ha'am hazeh al mekomo yavo b'shalom." We know from Gemara Berachot, b'shalom is a terminology you only use to the deceased. To the living, we use a lashon le'shalom. So the pasuk should say, "Vegam kol ha'am hazeh mekomo yavo le'shalom." They're still alive; they're going to go home. So the Hafetz Chaim said, "No, that when a person chas v'shalom steals in this world, and he goes up to the next world, so they tell him you have theft in your averot; you have to go back down to this world as a gilgul." And therefore, what the depth of the pasuk is saying, that if a person pays his geneva in this world back, according to what the courts tell him, al mekomo means his place in olamo yevo b'shalom. That's already after the death, that they're able to rest in peace. He's not going to have to come down in a gilgul. Ahud abba kama ba'azil. A fellow said the following statement. He naima. She, the wife, or the lady, dozes off. Naima, she dozes off. Vidikula shafir. And what happens? A basket falls. The lady who's industrious, she has a basket filled with utensils that she does her needlework with and her weaving and things like that. The old ladies used to put the basket on the head. What happens when she falls asleep? The basket falls, which is a symbol that when there's laziness, so then the industriousness of a person falls, and then there's neglect, and then there's problems. It says in the pasuk that with laziness, the roof caves in. What happens? The roof has a leak. We'll fix it tomorrow. Don't worry, it's okay. And they push it off. What ends up happening over some one day? Boom, the whole roof falls down. Why did the roof fall down? Because of the laziness of the person. The man that I put my trust in, he punched me, he threw his fist at me, and he went.
He stood against me,
right. Which means, a person puts his faith in a person, another human being. He thinks that that human being is going to help him more than Hashem.
Stand by.
What ends up happening? The person where you put your faith in lets you down. And therefore, his lesson is put your faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Al tiftihu bin dibim b'bin adam shenu teshua. Amal ishimu rav Yehuda kira ketiv. I have a pasuk for this. Gam ish shelomi. Ish shelomim, the man that I trusted, which means shelomim, the one that was my friend. Hashem batachti bo. And what does the end of the pasuk say? The end of the pasuk says, Igdil alai akiv. Which means,
he raised his heel against
me. He kicked me. Right? He says like this, when our love was very strong, when a person has shalom bayit with his wife, when it's aziz, it's strong, so he says, we were able to sleep on the edge of the sword. The sword is very narrow. How long is the width of a sword? Nothing, it's very narrow. But when there's peace, you can make good, even in a very narrow and small quarters, you're able to live together. But now that the love is not strong, puriya, even a bed, bar shittin garmidi, 60 feet long, 60 cubits long, no sagina, it's not big enough. Which means where there's peace amongst people, they can make do even under any circumstances. But when there's mahlokin amongst people, even in a mansion, it's not big enough. It's not big enough for them to live under the same roof. And this is also remez for the love that the Kadosh Baruch Hu had for us. Which means there was a time where the Shekhinah rested in the Mishkan over his small quarters. And then at the time, even the Beit HaMikdash, which was humongous, wasn't big enough. So it says, Amar Ravuna Kira'e Ketiv, Meikara Ketiv, it says by the Mishkan, V'no'ati Lecha Sham, I'm going to meet you there in the Mishkan, V'dibarti Etecha Ma'ala Kaporet, I'm going to speak to you from the Kaporet. How big is the Kaporet? V'tanya, Aron Tish'a, the Aron is 9 Tefahim, high, right? The Kaporet Tefah, and the Kaporet is a Tefah, altogether it was 10. And what's on top of the kaporet? Harekan asara. So therefore on that kaporet, which is one tefah, it is one tefah high. It's a small little item. Shekhinah would talk to us on that one tefah. Uchtiv, v'habayit Hashem banah melech shenomo l'Hashem, v'nemo shenomo built the first Beit HaMikdash, shishim amma urko, v'aslim rohmo, v'shloshim amma kumat ulba sof ketiv. And what does it say? Ko amar Hashem, Hashamayim kis'i, v'aharis adom rilai, eze bayit asher tibnu li, which means, even this house over here is not big enough because Christ said was not following Hashem. And therefore the relationship was strained. And then when things were good, even on a kaporet, a small little item Hashem could reveal himself to. But even when it was not good, even in the Beit HaMikdash. Now, we go back to what we said above. We learned above, we said, lo taguru mepene ish. What do we say? If a student sees his rabbi in judgment making a mistake, so the rabbi is saying that the rich man is innocent and the poor guy is guilty, and the student knows it's the opposite, lo taguru mepene ish. Don't hold back. Do not collect your words. Don't hold your words in your mouth. Say them. So the word taguru means to collect, to gather. Don't gather your words. So Gemara says, me'em mashma, how do you know that lo taguru, it means lishna de kinushe, to hold back or to collect? The Gemara brings two sources. Amar Ibn Nachman, Amar Kera. V'yayin, or three sources. V'yayin lo teshte v'lo te'egor. Don't drink wine and don't collect it. Don't gather it into your system. The ant. The ant is a very industrious creature. Mm-hmm. It collects and collects and collects.
its food, even though it only lives for 6 months, it collects enough food for many years. So it says, Tachin Bakayetz Lachma. It prepares its bread in the summer. Agera Bekatsir Machala. In the Katsir, in the time of the harvest, it gathers its foods. Agera means to gather. Somebody that collects in the summer is considered a wise son. Okay, now we go to the next derash. Emet mamon yirae siman. Amar Rav Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachmani Amar Yonatan. Kol dayan shedan din emet laamito. Any judge that's dan din emet laamito. It's a real emet case. Mashle Shekhina b'Yisrael. He caused the Shekhina to come down to Israel. Shemar Elohim nisab ba'adatim bekerib Elohim yishpot. Which means, when the judges nisab ba'adatim, it brings down the Shekhina. V'chol dayan she'enu dan din emet l'amito, but a judge that's not dan din l'amito, gorem l'Shekhina shetestalek m'Yisrael. Caused the Shekhina to leave. That's corrupt judges. Shemar shod aniyim, from the theft of the aniyim. From their crying because they got a bad judgment. God says, I'm rising up and I'm leaving. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani Amar Rabbi Yonatan. Kol dayan shenotel mize venotel naze shelo kadin. A judge that takes from one litigant and gives to the other one unlawfully, Kadosh Baruch Hu notel memenu nafsho. God takes his life. Shene emar al tikzol dal. Don't take advantage of the poor guy just because he's poor. And don't torture the poor man at the gates of the Sanhedrin. Because God is going to fight the war of the Aniyim. And he's going to take the lives of those that stole from him. Because when you take money from somebody, it's like you're taking his life. Because a person's money is it's livelihood. He worked for it. Therefore, his life is in that money. Therefore, when you take money from him, it's like you're taking his life from him. So, give him midah, can make him midah. The judge that takes money from somebody illegally, they're going to take his life as well. Amar Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachmani Amar Rabbi Yonatan Le'olam Yireh Dayan Atzmo Ke'ilu Cherev Munachat Lo Ben Yarkotav. When a person sits down in judgment, he has to imagine the judge that there's a sword between his legs. And the Gehinnam is underneath him. Shnei Emar. Inne Mitato Shle Shlomo. Shle Shlomo is Misha Shalom Shelo. That's referring to the Shekhinah. Next to the Shekhinah, what do you have? Shishim Giborim Savivla. That's 60 Tamidi Hachamim. It's Lav Davka. Yeah, the judges. Shishim Giborim Savivla, Migiborei Israel. They're all holding the swords. They're skilled in battle. Which battle? Milhamta shel Torah. Ish harbo al yerecho. And they have their girded their swords on their loins. Mipachad b'leilot. Because they're scared of the night. Mipachda shel gehinnam. Shedome l'leilot l'layla. Which means, the judges, shishim gevurim sarivula. When they're sitting, these judges in court, they have the hirev with them. What the hirev? Not to kill anybody. Because they're reminding themselves that if they make a mistake in the judgment, they're hayav mitan, they're going to fall into the mipa'ad ba'lelot, the pa'ad of Gehinnam that's compared to laila. That means the responsibility that a judge has. Darash Rabbi Yoshiya, v'itima, Rav Nachman, Bar Yitzhak, my dichtiv, Bet David, the house of David. Ko Amar Hashem. Hashem says, Dinu laboker mishpat. In the morning, make judgments. Vatsilu gazul miyad oshek. And save theft from the one that's oppressing him. So it sounds like what? The judgment has to be in the morning. Dinu laboker mishpat. So the Gemara asks, V'chi baboker danin. V'chol hayom en danin. You're allowed to judge all day. Why does it say dinu the boker? Why only in the morning? Ela in barur lecha hadavar kaboker. If the judge is so clear on his ruling, like the day is the day, like the morning is the morning, amru say it. The imlav al tamru. Which means your judgment has to be as clear as the morning. The Dayan has to be clear on it. He's have a different source. You have to say to wisdom, you are my sister. If you're clear that the halakha is so obvious, like the halakha that your sister is forbidden to you, everybody knows that, then say it. But if it's not, then don't say it. If you have 10 rabbis, 10 judges that are sitting in judgment, the noose is around all of them. Which means you shouldn't think only the biggest of them gets. All 10 that made the faulty ruling, all 10 of them are going to be chayav. So the Gemara says, Peshita. Of course, they're sitting on the court, they're all involved. Lo tzericha ela letalmida yoshev lefnei rabbo. Even a student that's sitting in front of his rabbi, and he doesn't want to correct his rabbi. That's why we're saying, that's the hadush, that the kolar is on his head also. Don't think he's going to get away with it by saying, I don't want to contradict my rabbi. You're going to have to contradict. And if you don't, the kolar is around the student as well. Ravuna, ki ava atu dina lekameh. Ravuna, whenever a case would come in front of him, mechnaf umayti asara rabbanan meber rav. He would gather 10 rabbis from the yeshiva to judge the case. Why? Amar, ki hechi delimteye shiva mekeshura. So the sawdust will come from the beam. Which means, instead of the beam falling on one rabbi, now I have to, we'll divide the punishment amongst 10. So therefore, instead of being a beam falling on, it'll be sawdust, it'll be a chip. Jeez, he wanted to share the punishment. If we make a mistake, we divide the punishment amongst 10. Instead of, I have to sit and get the brunt of the punishment myself, so I get a little sawdust instead, a little nitsnisoret of what will come on. When they brought an animal to see if it was tarifa or not, he brought all the butchers for matam mahsaya to help him make the ruling. Amar, ki echid l'mtiyan shiva mekeshura. If I make a mistake, at least I split it up with everybody else, and it'll be the sawdust. It'll be less instead of the whole beam itself. Ki atar avdimi, Amar, darash of Nachman bar Kohen, may dichtiv, melech b'mishpat ya'amid ares, ve'ish terumot yersena. Melech b'mishpat, what does that mean? Im dayan dome lemelech. If the judge is like a melech, is like a king, she'enu tzarich leklum, he doesn't need anything in the sense, he knows the law. Just like the king doesn't need anything, the dayan has to be like a king, he doesn't need any help. He knows the law, doesn't have to ask, he's fluent in it. Melech b'mishpat, if you're like a melech in mishpat, ya'amid aris. However, ya'amid aris, im dome lekohen, she'mahazir bebet ha'geranot, yersena. But ish terumot yarsena. Who's ish terumot? The Kohen that collects terumah. How do you collect terumah? He's got to go from door to door. They have the terumah, you have the terumah. But Tamin Hakam doesn't know the law. He's ish terumot. He has to go from place to place to understand the case, to understand the dinim. Yarsena. He destroys it. Again, it's talking about the fluency that Tamin Hakam has to have when it comes to the din. The Ben Isi'ah. The Ben Isiah was like the house of the president. Ukmu dayana delo avagamir. They appointed a judge that wasn't expert. He wasn't fluent. Amar le Yehuda bar Nachmani miturgamne derish Lakish. So they told the interpreter, Yehuda bar Nachmani, who was the interpreter of the Shtakish, Kum ale ba'amura. Go and stand next to him and interpret what he says. Now the guy that they appoint doesn't know anything. He doesn't know what to say. So what happened? Kagachin ale. So the interpreter bowed down to hear what this rabbi is going to say. Because the rabbi used to say it in Hebrew. in one language, and then the interpreter would get up and broadcast it to the Sibur. They would speak, let's say, in Aramaic. So he bowed down to hear what the rabbi has to say. He didn't have anything to say, because he really wasn't a good judge. So listen to what the interpreter said. Batah ve'amar, hoy omer la'etz akitza. Woe to the one that says to the piece of wood, wake up. Uri le'evin domim. And he tells the rock that's inanimate, arise. Hu yoreh? He's going to give halachot? He's a piece of wood, this guy. He's nothing. What, could you make a piece of wood respond? Hu yoreh? He's going to give rulings? Hinehu tafuza v'chesef. He's involved in just his gold and silver, v'chol ruach en bekirbo, and he doesn't have any spirit in him, which means he started to knock the guy. V'atid HaKadosh Baruch Hu dipara mima'amidim, and God is going to take retribution on those that appointed this guy. Shne'emar v'Hashem be'echad kotcher. Right after that pasuk, it says has b'panav kol ha'ares. Okay, which means God is going to destroy the world or those people because appointing disqualified or unqualified judges. Amar Ish Lakish, kol ha'ma'amid dayan she'eno hagun, a person appoints bad judges, ki'ilo noteya asherah b'Yisrael. It's like you're planting a tree for avodah zarah. She'ne'emar shofetim v'shotrim t'ten lecha. And what's the next pasuk? But next to it, usmich le lo tita lecha asherah kol ha'etz. So there's a connection between planting an asherah and planting a judge that's not qualified. Amar Rav Asher, u'makom sheyesh tamid hacham. If you appoint a bad judge in a place that you have a tamid hacham, ki'ilu neta'o etz l'mizbeyah. It's like you planted the tree of the Avodah Zarah next to the mizbeyah. Because a tamid hacham is compared to a mizbeyah. It's just like a mizbeyah is mechaper, on Bnei Israel. To the korbanot, tamid hachamim, a mechaper on the sins of Israel. So you had a tamid hacham. You went, you picked a corrupt judge. It's like you planted an asherah next to the mizbeach. She'etze mizbeach Hashem Elohecha. Ketiv, it says in the pasuk, lo ta'asun iti Elohe chesef ve'Elohe zahav. Don't make for me a god made out of silver or gold. So the Gemara says, Elohe chesef ve'Elohe zahav. Who the lo avde? Had the et share? What, but I can make it out of wood? Amar Rav Asher, Eloa haba b'shvil kesef, the Eloa haba b'shvil zahav, which means this is a judge that he was only appointed because he got his way in, and therefore lo ta'asun iti. Do not make for me Eloi kesef. Elohim also can mean a judge. So do not make for me a judge that was based on money. Meaning the appointment was given to him because he bribed his way in. Rav, ki ava ate lebedina. When Rav used to come to the court, he used to say the following. Amar heche. Bir'ut nafshe lekatala nafik. I am going willingly lekatala to accept the punishment of judging, and I might make a mistake, and if I make a mistake, it's katala, hayav mita. Utsvi bete let hu avid. Utsvi bete let hu de avid. As she says, surche beto eno osekan. I'm not doing this for myself. I don't benefit from this. I'm not going to do my own work in the house. Verekan le bete ayil, which means she eno mistaker. I'm not getting any money for this. My house remains empty from this venture. Ulvai shetei bi'ah kitziah. Just like I entered this venture without any money, so when I come back also, I should also not have anything. Or just like I entered without sin and without punishment, so too I should leave the court today also without punishment and without sin. Ki ava hazeh ambuha abatre. When Rav used to walk, there used to be an entourage with him. They used to follow him. When he saw all the entourage of people following him, Amar, he would humble himself by saying the following pasuk. Im ya'aleh l'shamayim shi'o, si'o, if a person is going to rise to the shamayim, meaning he's going to be in the highest places, what's going to end up happening? Kegilalo l'netzach yuvid. He's going to end up being like a gilal, like a piece of excrement, which means everybody's fame is temporary. Now they're elevating him on a high level. Eventually he's going to go down and end up, he ends up where he ends up. That was to keep him humble. Murzutra chasida. Kiyavu mechatfele b'shabeta del rigla. Murzutra used to give the shi'ur on the Shabbat of the regel. 30 days before the holiday, the rabbi would start to give the rashot for the upcoming regel. There's so many people, so they would carry him. Rashi says, Nus'in otan ala katif, shayu zekenim ve'eram yechudim larutz, umatahim et asimur la'amod bifneim, nefich ru avdehim nus'in otan maher. So the rabbi can get there, it was hard for him to walk, and there's so many people. They would carry the rabbi on their shoulders and deliver him to the derash. It's been kavod. So they would say, Amar Ache, Ki lo le'olam chosen. He said, look, strength does not last forever. He can't even walk. He needs to be lifted. Ve'im nezer ledor vador. And nezer, meaning a crown, does not last forever. In this kavod that they're giving, it's only temporary. Again, he would say a pasuk to humble himself. Daraj bar kapara. Menaha milta. Da'amru Rabbanan. The rabbis in Pirkei Avot made a statement. Hevu mitunim bedin. When a judge is giving a case, hevu mitunim. Be patient in the judgment. Be deliberate. Don't give a quick halakha. How do they know this? Dichtiv. Because it says in the pasuk. Lo ta'ale b'ma'alot. Usmich le ve'en le ha'mishpatim. What is Lo Ta'ale B'Ma'alot? You don't have to have steps when you go up to the Mizbeah. Why? Because the derech is when you have steps, you run up the steps. You run up the steps. Well, what happens is, you skip steps. You jump 2-3 steps at a time. Torah says, Lo Ta'ale B'Ma'alot. Make a ramp. Go 1 step at a time. Meaning, go slow. And what is the next pasuk? Ve'el ha'mishpatim. Learn from the Mizbeah. Just like at the Mizbeah. Lo Ta'ale B'Ma'alot. Meaning go 1 step at a time. Don't put steps, put a ramp. So you can't skip. Same thing. But I once heard another derash on this. When a person, let's say, has a staircase, and he jumps 3-4 steps at a time, why does he do that? He wants to show his givura. He wants to show he's strong. Look, I can go 3-4 steps at a time. Similarly, so it's gava. Why would a judge, when a judge comes to right away, Hayav, right away Zakai, he wants to show, look, I don't have to think about it, it's innocent. It's just like Lo Ta'ale B'Ma'alot. Don't jump the steps to show how strong you are. Ve'en la mishpatim. The laws should be the same way. Evu mitunim. Be deliberate. David HaMelech says in Tehilim, Ki yekach mo'ed, ani misharim eshpot. When I took my time, Ki yekach mo'ed, Ani misharim ishpot. The judgment always comes out correct. But then he says in another pasuk, Ani amarti bechofzi kol adam kozev. When I said something bechofzi quickly, kol adam kozev. That's already lies. Amar bi, should that be il azar?
Il azar.
Il azar. Minayin lidayan shelo yifsa al rashi am kodesh, which means, when they used to sit in the shi'ur, they used to stand originally. And then when the miturgevan would repeat it, they would sit. If somebody would come late into the shi'ur, he would have to walk amongst the talmidim. So it looks like they're standing on their heads, because they're sitting all the way on the floor, and you're walking between them, so it's not kabot for the talmidim, for the rabbi to walk amongst the talmidim, because it looks like they're standing on their heads. Shnei emal, lo ta'ale b'ma'alot, usmich le ve'el ha'mishpatim. Lo ta'ale b'ma'alot, which means, Rashi says, "Kshehaya miturgeman doresh, hayu asimu yoshvim laaris, v'mafsiya benem lelech v'deishev, v'komon lelech mafsiya l'osham." So lo ta'aleh b'malot. Don't step. Don't step where? In the court. In the court over there. I'm judging after the shoftim, even the judges. Not only the students shouldn't walk on themselves, but even the rabbanim should not do it. Asher tasim. It says, Be'er la'mishpatim asher tasim lifnehem. Now, laws are not tangible. It should say, Asher telamedem bifa'ilem. These are the laws that you should teach them. What does it mean, Asher tasim? Placing sounds like it's tangible. Amar bi Yirmiyah ve'etim ar bi Hiya bar Abba elu klei hadayanim. These are the tools of the trade, the tools of the judge that he has to bring to the courtroom. What tools did he bring? Ravuna, so Rashi says, they're tangible items. The Gemara is going to explain. Ravuna, ki ava nafak medina, when Ravuna used to go to court, Amar achi, apiku le mane hanutai. Bring me out the tools of my store, which means of my trade. Give me the tools. What's the tools of the judge? Makel, the stick. Urtsu'a is the whip. Shufra is the shofar. Pesandela is the shoe. The stick, if somebody's out of line, they give him a beating. It's the makat mardut. If he doesn't want to listen, they hit him. The tsu'a is for makot. Shufra is somebody who gets put in harem on idui, they blow the shofar. And sandal is for halitza. Va'atzaveh et shoftechem ba'etahi. Whenever it says the word va'atzaveh, or tzav, that's a ziruz. God is telling them, be diligent, be quick, don't be lazy. And she says, kol tzava'a lashon ziruzu. Kol makom shenema tzav, eno ela lashon ziruz. Ve'al mazir is, what's God saying about tzave? I'm telling the judges, don't be lazy. On what subject? She's ala makir ala tzua. Don't be lazy. Take your equipment with you to court. Shiyu betilin ema ala sibun Hashem shamayim. Let them see the whip in front of them, so they'll be scared. Amar bi Yochanan keneged makel utzua te zariz. Shamoa ben achechem ushvatem. The pasuk says, listen amongst your brothers that come to court, ushvatem, and you'll judge the case. Amar Rabbi Hanina, azara lebedin shelo yishma devre baaldin kodim shiyavo baaldin havero. You can't hear one side until the other side is there to defend himself. Like the pasuk says, Shamoa ben Achichem. They both have to be there. What's going to happen if you hear one case, one side, without the other guy being there? So Rashi says an interesting psychology. Shamoa ben Achichem. Kishiyu shenehem yachad, shem'u devrehem. Velo teshme'u devre ze belo ze, shemesader devre sheker, because they could lie. If he she'en machishan, because nobody's there to counter. Umechivan shedeva dayan notelo liskot. Here's the key. What's the problem? Once the other guy will come, he'll defend himself and say, that guy was lying. But he says, once he heard the first guy, shuv en libo me'apich b'zchut ha'sheni kol kach. She's the first impressions that the judge gets. It's very difficult for him to change his... But if the other guy's standing there, so he's not going to lie so much. Because the guy's there, he's not going to lie in front of his boss. But if he's alone, he can tell the judge anything. That other guy comes, when he told you, shake it. Already, you heard it already. The first impressions are very difficult. So the judge has to wait till everybody comes to the court in order to hear. Not only that, Gemara says, Ve'azara le'ba'aldin. There's also a law on the litigant himself. He's not allowed to tell the judge his case before the other litigant comes. So there's two isurim. There's an isur on the judge to hear it, and there's an isur on the litigant to tell it. Kari ben Ameh Shomeya ben Achichem. Which means, not only does the pasuk say Shamawa. Shamawa means to hear. And shama means to be heard. Do not let yourself be heard to the judge without the other guy being there. Lastly, the Gemara says, Rav Kana Amar Mehacha, Melo Tasi, Ulo Tisa, Lo Tasi. Which means, what does this Pasuk say? Pasuk says, Lo Tisa Shema Shav. The judge has an obligation. Do not put yourself in a situation where it's going to be false. Lo Tisa, do not hear a false case. But you can read also, Lo Tasi. Do not make yourself heard to the judge. We can also make it false, which means both ways. On the judge's side and on the litigant's side, both are not allowed to say their case without the other one being there. Amen. Amen.